How are y'all doing? Good, good, good. I am so glad you guys came out with us tonight. We do have a lot of more things to do. We got a couple more games to play, more prizes to win. We got a couple of surprises for you. But first, I do want to take a little while to talk to you guys about a few things. I believe the things that I want to talk to you about will help you in everything you face in life. See, we understand and we know you guys face a lot of different things and don't always know or understand what to do in every situation. But tonight, I plan on talking to you and sharing some things with you so that when you walk out of here tonight, you will be able to walk out of here knowing you can handle anything that's thrown at you. Can y'all appreciate that? Yes, okay. What I want to talk, and I'm not going to be long, so I need you to pay close attention because I might ask you what I said. Yeah. I want you to pay close attention because afterwards we might get into some question answers and things like that. What I want to talk to you tonight about is turning your inside out. Now, when somebody said turning inside out, that sounds like something gross, right? Like inside out is a mess. But I want to teach you how to live from within. Everybody say live from within. Okay, this side, say live from within. 1 Corinthians 2 and 2. I'm going to have them, they're going to put the scriptures on the board so you guys don't have to worry about getting a Bible, flipping through a Bible or anything like that. 1 Corinthians 2 and 2. You know, it's very, very important, even as young people, to know and understand who God created you to be. And I know a lot of times as young people, you feel like, I got time for all of that. That's the old people stuff. Well, in all actuality, the world is out to take over your lives in subtle ways that you guys might not even see just yet. So we're going to touch on a couple of things that you might not see or understand, but that's put in place to trip you up. 2 Corinthians 2 and 2 says, hold on, 1 Corinthians 2 and 2, I'm sorry. Give me a second, y'all. Let me get there. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. There are three major things you need to know about yourself. And some of your faces, I know you've been here at the church for a long time, and so you're going to know the things I'm going to share with you. But to know something and to live by it is two different things. The three major things I want you to understand, and once I start saying it, if you know it, help me finish it. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. Everybody say it. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now, what I need you to understand real quick is when you're talking about having a spirit, that's the real you. This, what you're looking at on each other, what we put a lot of work into, that's nothing but what I told the children in the children's church. They like for me to say that's their earth suit. That's not the real you. The real you is your spirit man. So living by our spirit means we have God consciousness, okay? That means we have a connection and an understanding with God. We say we have a soul, and that's self-consciousness. Your soul is your mind, your thought pattern, what you think about. And a lot of times, your soul is what's controlling what you do. And last is your body. That's this thing that protects us and allows us to breathe on the earth. That's about it as far as the body is concerned. That's your senses, what you feel, what you taste, touch. All y'all in school, y'all know the five senses. That's what your body's there for. Now, what I want to get you to understand is a lot of times we find ourselves living in those last two, which is what? Your soul and your body. So you find yourself living in your soul and living in your body and leaving your spirit man out. Now, when you leave your spirit man out, God cannot talk to you, guide you, or direct you. So a lot of times we get caught up in things that seem important, like social media and stuff. We're going to touch on that in just a minute, because I know y'all really like that. But we're going to learn how to use that properly. Not saying do away with it, but there's a proper way to use social media, the internet, and things like that. I do feel like all of these things were put there for a good reason, but the enemy comes in and kind of directs us another way and takes us down a road that we don't need to go down. So once we start working on those last two things and start working out of our soul, which is our mind and our thought pattern, and start working out of our body, the way we feel, what makes us feel good is not always the right thing. We start working on those two things, and that's how the enemy comes in, and he's able to deceive you, and he's able to trick you into an area that you really, really shouldn't be in. And honestly, every last one of you want the right thing. How many want to be successful in life? I was about to say, if you don't raise your hand, we got a problem. We're going to pray about something else in here. You want to be successful in life. And I'm here to tell you the only way that can happen is if you learn what we're going to talk about tonight, and that's living out of your spirit. If Satan can get you to worry about things that are in the earth, if Satan can get you to live by the things your mind brings at you, if Satan can get you to live by how you feel at the moment, you know, some people be like, well, I'm just going to do what I feel like doing right now and face the rest later. Well, what you need to understand is the rest later is coming. And that's all the enemy wants, is for you to be off track. And then he's happy. He's done his job. Meanwhile, God is still there saying, no, it's not the end. No, you can come back to me. No, you can change that thing that seems like it's just got you way in left field. Everybody with me? John 6:63, put that up there for me. It says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth what? The flesh profiteth, it's up there, y'all can see, everybody can read. The flesh profiteth
nothing.
The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are. So the flesh profiteth, that means these things that we have made important that's out here in the flesh that our friends say and that people have made popular, that's really nothing when it comes down to what God really wants to do for you and through you and in your life. I'm going to read that for you. They don't have it up there, but I'm going to read that for you. Or they might, I don't know. But I'm going to read that for you from the Amplified Version. It says, it is the Spirit who gives you life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. The words, which is the truth, that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life. How many have heard the statement, I place before you, it's in the Bible, life and death, and he tells you to choose what? I know some of y'all know some things, so y'all gonna talk to me today. I place before you life and death. Choose?
Life.
Choose life. That's not a hard task, is it? Is that a hard thing to ask? If you got life and death placed in front of you, what would you choose? You would choose life, right? This is what God is telling you with everything in your life. He's placing before you life and death. Simple, simple choice. He's saying choose life. Now, what does that mean? That means choosing to live your life according to what God wants you to do and who God wants you to be. Now, sometimes as young people, you start to feel like that's churchy stuff. That's for my mom and my daddy and my nanny and my mama, right? God has a place and assignment for each and every one of you. Whether you know it, whether you've taken the time to even ask him about it, God has an assignment and something for you to do in this earth. That's why you're here. And at some point, no matter how young you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you think you've done that does not line up with God's word, no matter what you've said just to fit in with the crowd, God is still there with that same assignment that he's always had for you. At this point, you know, at a young age, I was taught, Apostle taught me and my siblings, he said, and I tell Jay this all the time, you're held accountable for what you know. So that basically means once you hear the right thing, it's up to you to work at it and act on it because God is holding you to that. So tonight, you're hearing some things that in turn you're going to have to act on and you're going to have to make some decisions on. Decisions that will amplify and increase your life. Okay? How do I walk in God consciousness? The first thing I talked to you about was I am a spirit. That reverts to God's consciousness. How do I walk in God consciousness? And I want y'all to pay attention to this because this part right here, I'm not going to tell you. Just pay attention. When your innermost being, which is your spirit man, say my innermost being, connects with your inner man, which is my soul, it will in turn control your body and your physical side, your actions, your thoughts, and your words. When we're out here just floating and we're not working from the inside, from our innermost being, then the enemy can come with anything to sway us to the left and to the right. Your friend can come and say something and all of a sudden you've changed your mind about what direction you're going in. Or the group can come and say they're going to this party that you know what's happening at the party. But because the group is going, if you don't have that inner man check, and if you don't have that true connection with God like he wants from you, then the enemy is going to be allowed to take you wherever he wants to take you. But in turn, when you get there, then he's able to do to you whatever he wants to do to you. So what I want to do tonight is to teach you how to work from your inner man in every situation. How to work from your inner man at school. How to work from your inner man at practice. How to work from your inner man at home. If you can do that, and make note, because I know you guys are young, when I say work from your spirit man or work from your inner man, I'm not saying you got to go around preaching. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying you got to go around with a scripture on your chest and everybody you see, you speaking in tongues and laying on hands on them down the hall at school. That is crazy. That's not what I'm talking about. See, because as young people, the assignment God has for you comes out of your everyday walk. It comes out of when a friend is talking to you about something and they don't really know what to do. God should be able to use you to help them and give them an answer. But the only way you can do that and be that person is by working out of what? Thank you, honey. I'm going to give you something just because. Working out of what? Your spirit man. Out of your inner man. So, things can come at you as a young person, and y'all have different things y'all deal with. Y'all have different things that come up. You got different people you have to deal with. There's a lot of that go on. You got jealousy, you got haters, you got the whole nine that happens. God can give you wisdom how to deal with all of that. You got a test coming up. And you know your grade's been a little shaky, right? And so you need God's help on this next test. before your mama gets you, right? I know some of y'all know about needing help on these tests. God can give you wisdom on all of that. God can give you wisdom on anything that comes at you. But in order for that to happen, your spirit man, your innermost being, okay? I want you to remember that. Your innermost being is your what? Thank you, honey. Your innermost being is your what? I'm going to ask you again until everybody say it. Your innermost being is your what?
Spirit.
Thank you. Your innermost being is your spirit man. Your inner man is your soul. And your body is your physical man. Okay? In order to make progress and produce fruit in your life, you have to know how to get to the root. The root is the spirit man. You must learn to hear God's voice, and his voice cannot be heard from the outside. You must learn to listen from the innermost being, which is your what? Y'all doing a little bit better. You must learn to listen from your innermost being, which is your what? Good deal. Because by the time you leave here, I want you to understand and to know. My innermost being, which is my spirit man, needs to connect with my inner man, which is my soul. And at that point, everything on the outside, I can have control of it. I'll know what to do. I can deal with anything that come at me. Sometimes your outer voice can get so loud it will deafen, and you cannot hear your inner voice. A lot of times we get caught up with, and I want to touch on the internet, which has taken you, some of you, some places you shouldn't have, didn't want to, but end up going. The internet was set up to help, you know, if you got a paper to write, you can get on the internet and find pretty much anything, right? But there's a lot of other things the enemy done put on there to pull you guys off track. Just young people, period, just to pull you off track. And you know what? I said young people, but I'm going to say everybody. Young people, grown people, the whole nine. They get caught off guard. They get pulled off track. You got, I'm going to ask you guys. You got social media. Tell me some of the, I know you got Instagram. I'm going to say Facebook, which I just found out that Facebook for old people, but I understand. Instagram, Facebook, what else?
Snapchat.
Anything else? Twitter? Anything else? Instagram, I said that. Anything else? Is that it? I mean, y'all gonna school me a little bit. Nothing. Did somebody say Tinder? Okay. So, all of those things, you know, they're good and people socialize and things like that, but what you find is, and you guys are gonna understand what I'm talking about. What's most important on Instagram? What's most important?
Likes.
DMs, the hidden stuff. Followers, the number of followers you got on Instagram, that's important. That make you real. The number of likes you get on Instagram, like you not legit, you not real until you get enough likes. How many of y'all put pictures up and if you don't get enough likes, you take them down?
No.
I saw a hand back there. Uh-huh. People do that. Because likes are very important. Now, what I need you to understand and realize, you have just made what other people think about you the most important thing in your life. See, a lot of times you guys are looking at pictures and you liking pictures and you're comparing what's going on with you. Am I right? You end up comparing what's going on with you to somebody else. Somebody didn't put something good about themselves. This girl done got her weave done and now you think it look good, better than yours. Right? This dude done got a car and so now you like, you know, you need a car. Am I right? Tell the truth. You find yourself comparing yourself to someone else. Now, I saw this video the other day, and this guy had posted a picture He was on an airplane because he was traveling. So we thought, right? But honestly, they had taken the picture from an angle where they had a milk jug that looked like it was the window, and it tilted up to the sky, and then you could see his face and the hole through the milk jug in the sky, making it look like he was on an airplane. That's what y'all seeing a lot of times when y'all look at these pictures and y'all and these people then hype themselves up and they're doing so much and everything is so great. A lot of times you find yourself comparing yourself to somebody or something that's not even real. And so from there, you have a tendency to lose touch with reality and what it truly is and who you were truly created to be. Because now we find ourselves scrambling to be the most popular. You find yourself scrambling to be the prettiest and scrambling to be the fastest and the best basketball player. When in all actuality, who you are right now is who God created you to be. And who you are right now is the person he wants to use. Doesn't mean you got to get no taller. Doesn't mean you got to get any smaller in order to do what God has assigned each and every one of you to do. See, because it's not too early and you're not too young to trust God and want to live your life by what he has assigned for you. In the place where you are, in whatever school you go to, in on whatever team you're on, how you walk and how you live shows people who God created you to be. Now, like I said just a minute ago, I'm not saying you got to go around quoting scriptures. I'm not saying you got to go around throwing holy water on people. That's not what I'm talking about. Because they're going to put you someplace for acting a fool. What I'm saying is your decision making and the things that come out of your mouth and the steps you take is all that's needed for God to use you to reach someone else. Does that sound hard to you guys? I mean, it doesn't sound hard to me just to yield yourself to be used by God. It does not mean you got to get up here. How many of y'all want to get up here and teach somebody something? Exactly. That's not what I'm asking you to do. It does not mean you have to get up here. It just means when you wake up in the morning, you say, God, what is it you have for me today? Guide my heart, guide my mind, guide my tongue. And as you go throughout the day, just be conscious. Be conscious of the direction he gives you. Now, you're not going to be walking down the hall and you waiting for, go talk to that girl in the red shirt. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. You're just being too deep right now. It might be something as simple as someone dropped a book. And instead of just passing by, you get the unction just to go help them and pick it up. See, because you're going to show Christ through you by how you treat others. When the voice of God overrules every other voice is when blessings start to flow in your life. Satan sends a lot of substitutes, a lot of things to make you think it's better than what God has for you, a lot of things to make you think it's cooler, a lot of things to make you think it's going to get you further, and all of them are substitutes. If you don't have your innermost being connected to your inner man and controlling everything you do on the outside. Romans 2:2, and I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation, so I'll read it. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, do you really know the potential God has put into each and every one of you? Do you really understand that the fact that you're even here tonight, God had a plan to give you more information and more instructions in order to walk for him? How many of you have heard the story in the Bible about the lad and his lunch? 5 loaves, 2 fish. God fed, I mean, Jesus fed 5,000. Y'all, anybody heard the story? Can you like raise your hand and let me know you heard something? Thank you. Now, do you think he got up that morning, and I'm assuming, you know, his mom probably packed his lunch. Do you think he left the house thinking he was going to be an asset and help God feed 5,000 people? Honestly. I doubt that was even on his mind. But he had to be a young person who was willing. See, because he went wherever the crowd was going because they were following Jesus. He was willing and open to do whatever. Now, did he have to go and minister and lay hands on the people? Was that his assignment? No, he didn't have to go minister and lay hands on the people. Did he have to go stand in front of the people and say, y'all need to follow Jesus? No. What he had to do was something real simple. He had to be willing to give what he had. He had to be willing to give what he had to Jesus. As a young person, you might feel like, well, you know, I don't really sing that good, so I can't sing for the Lord. Or I don't really like to talk to a lot of people. Or, you know, I'm not fast enough, strong enough, tall enough, pretty enough. Whatever it is that goes through your mind that makes you think you're not there and you're not ready and you can't do anything better and you can't be better. Whatever it is, you can never let it block you from what God has for you to do. This little boy, I don't know how smart he was. I don't know if he could run fast. I don't know if he had a lot of friends. What I do know was what he had, which was his lunch, something real simple. What he had, he decided to give it to Jesus. And what he had, Jesus used it and ministered to 5,000 people. And they said, the Bible says 5,000 men plus the women and children. So it really was more than 5,000. Now, he left home that morning thinking he was going to eat his 5 loaves and his 2 fish. And it turns out God used what he had to reach a multitude of people. You have to understand and realize, and you might not know what it is right now, but there's something inside each and every one of you that God wants to use, that he's put there for a reason. All you have to do is be willing. All you have to do is be willing for whatever it is God wants you to do. Be willing to give him your lunch. Be willing to give him whatever it is that you have to give him. No matter how small it is. And some of you, like I said, you don't know what it is right now, but when the time comes, just be willing. Okay? I'm almost finished. Then we got a couple other games to play. See, you have the potential to be used by God to do incredible things for his glory. Does not matter what you think you have or don't have. Matthew's 10 and 30, and you don't have to go there. I'm going to say it real quick. But Matthew's 10 and 30 even talks about God knows how many hairs you have on your head. Now, that has to be somebody who truly cares about you, who took the time when he created you to know how many hairs he actually put on your head. Like, you have no idea how many hairs you have on your head, do you? Guess what? Your mom and them don't know how many hairs you have on your head, and they love you probably the most. God felt it was that important, and you were such a big deal to him, that he took the time to have in his knowledge how many hairs you have on your head. I don't care how long, how short it is, what it's underneath. None of that matters to me. God knows how many you have on your head, which means you are very, very precious to him. God is constantly giving you an invite to greater dimensions of living. That invite is a choice. Stop taking chances with your life and just make the choice. Challenge yourself to live your life in such a way that others see Jesus and ask you, how did you get so smart? Well, how did you know what to do there? Well, why are you not upset like everyone else? Because what's on the inside of you and your inner man is connected to your what? I mean, your innermost being, my bad, is connected to your what? Okay, I'm gonna ask that again. Your innermost being is connected to your what? Your inner man, which in turn controls your what? I know I've been up here all this time and y'all don't know what it controls. It controls your body, right? Everything that God has for you is laid out and it's right there. You got to make the choice. You got to decide, I want everything God has for me. I'm going to do everything God has called me to do. Now, you don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. And like I said, it does not mean you got to go somewhere to preach. Okay? You could be called on and one day become a doctor to touch people and save people's lives. You could be called on to be a basketball coach. What are you doing? Touching young people's lives. All it takes is a decision and a choice. And to decide, I'm going to be the one. See, not everybody's going to follow God's voice. Not everybody's going to fulfill their plan that God has here for them. But you have to make a decision that I'm going to be that one. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've gotten yourself into. It doesn't matter what you need to work yourself out of. You can still make a decision at this point that I'm going to be the one. Everybody stand up. One more time. Let me make sure you guys got this part because I want you to walk away with knowing. Your innermost being is your? Okay, I'm going to ask it until everybody see it. Your innermost being is your?
Spirit.
Your inner man is your?
Soul.
And they need to be connected, right? Once you connect them, then everything that happens on the outside and your decisions and the way you walk and the things you do, God will be able to have control. Amen? Repeat this after me, and then we're going to get into some other stuff. Lord, help me to live not in the light of what I see in myself, but in the light of the potential that you see in me. Help me to connect my innermost being to my inner man, which will teach me to walk in your will. Give me the mind of Christ. Think through my mind and change any thought process that needs to change in me. I choose this day to be the one. I choose this day to be the one. Thank you guys very much. Y'all did good. Now, Lauren, what you got for me? You got, because I need to ask. Y'all can sit down.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, real quick, let me ask this. Let me ask this real quick before we move on. If I have anybody here, see, in order for your spirit man and your innermost being to be in control, you have to know that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to know that you have that relationship with God, that your spirit man is able to hear from him. If I have anybody here that you're not quite sure, you know, maybe when I was little, my mom and them got me christened or got me baptized, but I wasn't sure what was going on then. And I'm not quite sure if I fully accepted Christ as my personal Savior. If that's you, raise your hand. I have some people I want you to talk to. We have something we want to share with you. If you need to make a decision to make God your ruler and Jesus the controller of your life, then raise your hand if you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not sure about it. If you didn't know which way you were going to go, then we have some information for you. Second thing, if you say, I am a Christian, I have accepted Jesus to live in my heart, but I'm not sure, and I've heard about this Holy Spirit and praying in tongues thing, and I'm not quite sure what it is, and I want to inquire about it. I want to know some more about it, because see, being filled with the Holy Spirit is being able to speak in tongues, and all it is, because some people make it like it's this crazy, off-the-wall thing. All it is a prayer language between you and God that the enemy cannot understand. Being able to speak in the Spirit and speak in tongues, all it is when you face something in your life and you're in your room by yourself because you can't quite talk to mom and dad about it, then you get to yourself and you pray in the Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to give you direction, and he'll come and speak to you and tell you what to do. If anybody feel like you want to inquire about it or you want the infilling of the Holy Spirit, just raise your hand. And my last one is, if you feel like you just got some things, you got to get it right. You know you haven't been walking the walk. You haven't been representing properly. You haven't been doing the things you need to do in order for people to see Christ through you. And you just want to make the decision to get that straight today. You just want to make the decision and make sure before you leave out of here, you get things lined up so you could be the one when you walk out that door. If I have anybody who would like to make that decision today and just get some things right, raise your hand. So everybody on the up and up. All right, good.
Everybody give it up for Miss Shauna.